says we just walk alongside them, yeah, without journey, without judging, without making them feel inadequate, without trying to fix them, impact the output or the outcome. So when we hold space, we open our hearts, unconditional, and let go of judgment. Yeah, to repeat myself, but I'm hardwired to try to fix people. Anybody else want to go into confession? It is, yeah. I want to give them advice on how they can move forward on that journey that I know they need to take. Yeah. And Heather says, we truly support people in our own growth, transformation, grief, etc. We need to avoid the things that make us human too. So we can't support people if we take their power away. That's trying to fix their problems. We can't do it if we shame them, implying they should know more than they do, or overwhelming them, giving them more information than they're ready for. It requires us to just step to the side for a moment so they can make their own choices. And holding space simply requires offering them unconditional love and support, giving gentle guidance when it's needed, and making them feel safe even when we make mistakes. And here's the caveat. Unconditional love does not mean unconditional acceptance of bad behavior.